Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story called Meet Me by the Sea. And that does not mean the letter C. Mm-hmm. No, it means the word.
Mm-hmm.
Sea.
Ocean.
Ocean, exactly. Another way of saying it.
Meet me by the ocean.
You are so smart. It's true. Meet me by the ocean. And this was written by Tal Tal Livy. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Meow.
The kitten. Are you a kitten? I love it when you're a kitten. And before we get started, we want to give our patron shout out.
Meow.
Meow, meow. We want to say hello to... Do you remember their names? Lenny. And... You remember their names? Lenny and Layla. And their mom, Riley. Yeah. The kitten has acknowledged this. And we want to say we hope you enjoy your story, Lenny and Layla, and their mom, Riley. And friends, if you want to get a shout out, just hop on to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And we've got a lot of fun perks on there. We put all kinds of fun things out there for our friends. And one of the fun things we do is we do a shout out where we get to say howdy do to you and dedicate a story to you. So here we go. The story starts with our little girl, and what is she doing? She's putting on her boots, and it looks like she's packed up all of her things in a backpack. Oh, I wonder what she's up to. Okay, she says, "Sometimes I feel invisible to the world." And what do you see in the picture? What's going on?
She's standing in someone's office, and she's
going to see
her.
Looks like her dad is on a computer and her mom is on a phone. And so she says, "So I go to my favorite place where every tree and every bush is familiar. And my feet get lighter with every step. And things appear and disappear." What kind of thing is appearing?
Ooh, you okay?
What is that thing? Can you say what it is? It's a fox, yes. The cat is terrified of the fox. It's okay. This looks like a friendly fox. Do you see how his tail is big and bushy? Okay.
"Everything looks different in the dark, but I've come prepared."
So our little girl has gone out into the woods, and she's seen some wild animals. And now the sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and she has got all that stuff in her backpack. She's got a blanket and a sleeping bag.
"Still, the night feels so vast and endless, and I feel so small."
So she's tucked herself into her giant sleeping bag, and just her little eyes are poking out. But I can see why she would feel small, because she's in a very big forest and she's just a very little girl. Let's see what happens.
"Others awaken while I drift off."
Who has awoken?
Foxy.
The fox. And what is the fox doing?
Sniffing.
Mm-hmm. The fox is coming out to sniff her.
"As morning breaks, a surprise awaits."
So she wakes up after having slept in the dark in the forest. And what does she see is her surprise?
Foxy.
The fox has cuddled up next to her and slept right beside her to keep her warm all night long.
"Shy, yet curious, just like me. Perhaps I am not invisible after all."
So there she is, putting up her backpack again and putting on her shoes because she's going to go for a walk. And that fox is very curious about her. And Yep, he's following her.
A salty breeze washes our faces. We are here!
And where is here? Where have they gone to?
Sea.
The sea. To the sea. Let's see.
I want to share something. This is my favorite place. And these are my favorite people.
So our friend here has pulled out of her backpack a picture. And in the picture, we see the sea and her mom and her dad. And they're all wrapped up here on the edge of this beautiful ocean in this picture. And so she's showing the fox what her family looks like. I'm surprised that her parents... Oh, just then. Oh, here come her parents. Looks like they've been looking for her all night long. And they've got their backpacks. And they grab her up in their arms and they hold on to her and squeeze her tight. And she's crying because she's so happy to see them. And she turns around to the fox because her mommy and daddy now have her. And I think they'll probably take her home. And she says to the fox,
"Thank you for meeting me by the sea."
And the fox is just saying, "Huh, I guess I'll sit here and look out and see the ocean." And it's a good thing that her mommy and daddy came to her and grabbed a hold of her and found her again.
Just looked out in the sea and says, "Hmm, I think I'll take a little swim."
Yeah, the fox does kind of look like maybe he might go for a swim. It's hard to say. But you know what's beautiful about this story is that there's something that's very true. The mommies and the daddies always, even when we're very, very busy, we are always thinking about our little ones, our sweethearts. And I bet you her mommy and daddy are probably going to say, "You scared us so much, never do that again. Never leave without telling us." Ah! And that's probably good advice. We should never go anywhere without talking to mommy and daddy first. But what I liked about this is that it's got such beautiful artwork. The fox is so cute. And our little girl is such an adventurer. And even more, she gets to see her mommy and daddy in the end. Yeah, me too. All right, but can you say the end in real words? Not in meows.
The end.
The end. Okay, the end. Friends.
Hi, friends.
We have some exciting news.
Yeah. My mom just published a story.
That's right.
The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. Which one do you think Philip is?
That's a good question. That's true, friends. We are letting you know that we have published our very first book, one of our stories. This particular...
And that is the best story ever.
This particular story features...
It's a kid's story. Mm-hmm. The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon goes to school.
Well, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon are two fun characters, and that's the name of our book. And one of these characters was inspired by Philip. And I'm going to guess you'll figure it out right away, but I want to advise you guys to go get a copy of this book. And all the proceeds of that are going to keep this story time of ours going and help us to get new books and help us to do all kinds of fun things in the future.
And
you can get it on Amazon.
And my mom is the one who published it.
I wrote it and it's published on Amazon. Our cousin Gus did the art. That's right. All of the illustrations. So we want to encourage you guys to pop over to... That's right. Pop over to Amazon.com, and you can find our story. It's written by Lisa Bueno, B-U-E-N-O. And the story is named The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. I'll also have a link in my bio, so if you want to check that out, please do. Thanks so much, friends, and enjoy your story.